Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
I want God to reward the work that you do for Him and also what He calls you to do. I would like to encourage you with the Word of God. In 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 7, "But as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded." In the scripture here, when Moses was born, Pharaoh had put out a decree that all the male Hebrew babies were to be killed. From Moses' birth, the enemy was trying to stop him with adversity. Moses' mother hid him in the house for 3 months. Then she put him in a papyrus basket and hid him along the dangerous bank of the Nile. When Pharaoh's daughter discovered Moses and fell in love with him, her father, who had made the decree, allowed her to keep the Hebrew baby and raise him as her own. When God is fighting your battles, things will happen that don't make sense. You may be facing all kinds of adversity and wonder why. How do you know that adversity is not a sign that greatness is in you and that the enemy is trying to push you down to keep you from leaving your mark on this planet Earth? How do you know you are not a Moses? How do you know that God has a great calling on your life? He will use you to be the blessing to many people around you in this generation. What you need to do is that you have to be strong and get ready to step into the greatness that God has ordained for you. You need to be strong. You need to be loyal. You need to be faithful in what God calls you to do. Jeremiah chapter 29, 11, 12. This scripture is for every one of us who are born again Christians. "For I know the plans I have for you." God said, "I know the plan I have for you and me," declares the Lord. "Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you." The enemy will always lure us toward panic and worry if we focus on all that is wrong in this world. And even when we know truth and believe that God is in control, there can be a lot in this life we might start to feel anxious about. It can still be a daily battle in our hearts, in our minds, because when we just keep looking all around, we walk by sight, we will easily get defeated and lose strength. Fear creeps in, anxiety creeps in, because we keep our eyes on the chaos in this world and around us. We lose our focus because we are so distracted by all the things that can never really give us strength and hope anyway. God alone can offer us confident peace that can never be found in this life without Him. Choosing today, my brother and sister, to set your eyes on God, on His calling, on His faithfulness and His promises. For if He made all the heaven and earth, surely He has a sovereign, incredible plan for you and for me. He knows our way in this journey of life, and He is a with us God. God is with us. Like Moses, even though Pharaoh wanted to kill all the Hebrew babies, but God has the great plan for Moses, and God performed a miracle to save his life in a very unusual way. God can do the same thing for you and me as well. Just keep your eyes on God and stay with His plan, and don't worry about it. Don't let the situation around us become our distraction. Psalm chapter 46, verses 1 to 2 say, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea." The Bible said, don't be moved, don't be anxious. God is on our side. His plan will be fulfilled in our life if we just keep walking in faith, keep our eyes on Him, obeying Him, and doing what is right in his eyes. Isaiah 59 verse 19 say, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Because we have the calling, the enemy will try to stop this calling. The greater calling you have, the greater plan that God has for you, the more attack of the enemy will come against you. He will try to come against you like a flood. But trust God. Keep doing the right thing. Keep following God. Being led by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against the devil. Just like what happened to Moses. No matter what the Pharaoh and the devil tried to do, God had a great plan for Moses. And God lifted up a standard against the plan of Pharaoh. Let us trust God together. Keep our eyes on God and tell God, God, I surrender to you. Use me, Lord. God may call you to be a great physician in the hospital who can pray for patients and who can represent him in the clinic and the hospital. God may call you to be a very good teacher in the school and you can be a great witness to the students. God may call you to be worship leaders, to be teachers in the church, a pastor. God may use you as a housewife to bless so many people, touching so many lives. You just stand on your ground. Stay in faith, being faithful. Don't walk by fear. Isaiah 40, verse 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You see, many promises of God in the scripture tell us that don't worry. God gonna give us strength. God gonna give us grace and favor to be able to endure all the opposition of the enemy. And we're gonna have victory. We're gonna go to the finish line. We're gonna get to our God-given destiny. As long as we stay in faith and we trust God. Nahum chapter 1 verses 7 to 9 say, the Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in him. But with an overwhelming flood, he will make an end of Nineveh. He will pursue his foes into darkness. Whatever they plot against the Lord, he will bring to an end. Trouble will not come a second time. God promised that no matter what comes against his servant like you and me, he will take care of it. The trouble cannot take us out. We're going to get to the finish line. Just trust God. Just obey God and believe that the Lord will take us to where we need to be. He will protect us. He will open the right door for us, bring the right people to us. Just keep our eyes on the Lord. He gives us victory in this world. Don't be worried. Don't be sad. Don't be discouraged. No matter what happened around you and in this world, just keep your eyes on God and know that at the end, the victory belongs to us. Because the Lord is on our side. John chapter 16 verse 33 say, I have told you these things so that in me, in Jesus, you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Stay close to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let him go with you everywhere. His Spirit will be with you, give you favor and grace. No matter what kind of trouble you face, you take heart because Jesus, the one who is in you, greater than the one who is in the world, he will give you victory. He will overcome the trouble in this world for you. Just smile. Just be peaceful. Be happy. And keep serving the Lord. The Lord is with you. The Lord helped Moses many thousand years ago. We worship and serve the same God. The faithful, powerful, victorious God. He can do the same thing for you as well. Trust the Lord. Amen. I believe God has great calling for your life. I believe that He is with you. He goes before you and He will help you until you finish your race with joy. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that you are always greater than any difficulty or adversity we will ever face. We will not walk by sight. We will not keep our eyes on the things in the world and around us, Lord. We're going to keep our eyes on you, Father. Thank you that when the enemy is trying to push us down, we can remain strong and know that reward is coming. We believe that you are going to bring us to the next level, and eventually we can get to the finish line. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I believe that the Holy Spirit speaks to you in this teaching, and you get encouraged and have more faith to run your race to the end. God bless you. Please subscribe to our channel, and please listen to other teachings in this series as well. Pastor Dan and I love you and want to see you receive reward from God. Our God will reward your work, your ministry, what He called you to do, because you are faithful and you keep walking in faith. God bless you.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.